If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Streets.
And Keely Williams of 3LW says she was a player that was gonna play back in the day.
And is Jennifer Coolidge a peeping Jen? We'll explain.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Yay! And we have our sister, friend, actress, and songstress, Jessie Woo Woo Woo, back in the building.
Yes, and I'm so excited to be back, HK! Oh. What saucy dish are we serving up this morning?
Got all types of sauce. Szechuan barbecue, what you need. Now, there's another celebrity memoir for you guys. Now, Pamela Anderson is up with the soon-to-be-released book entitled Love, Pamela. So, in his memoir, Pam claims that on her first day of filming Home Improvement, star Tim Allen showed her his eggplant, and here's how she said it went down. Jessie, can you hear this with Pam?
On the first day of filming, I walked out of my dressing room and Tim was in the hallway in his robe. He opened his robe and flashed me quickly, completely naked underneath. He said it was only fair because he had seen me naked, now we're even. I laughed uncomfortably.
He took that tool time thing literally. Now, since this tea has been spilled, everyone has been asking Tim, is it true? And he said, nope, never happened. I would never do such a thing. Now, Tim was 37 at the time of the alleged incident and Pam was 23. Do you think he did this?
He definitely showed her his toolbox.
You think so?
He definitely showed her his hammer.
I wish I could say I don't think so, Tim, in a really, like, funny way about this, but it's like, it seems pretty likely.
Yes. First of all, we are at work. I am not trying to work your toolbox at work. Mm-hmm. So, no. Number two, I don't even like pics. Like, if you don't...
Really?
Yeah, like, don't... You have to ask me first. Don't
what about drawings?
Yeah. No!
Okay. Just be very specific.
Just like drawing.
Put like a nice artistic drawing.
Yeah,
no.
You know?
You like that, Gary?
In the style of Picasso.
Yes. He said
I would love that.
Really?
So if a guy just was in his robe, he turned around and flashed you, what would you do, just laugh?
I'm not like, oh!
Gary would be flattered.
All right, y'all, moving on. Everyone thought that Nia Long might be giving Omarion that bum, bum, bum. But y'all were wrong. So the two were seen holding hands and enjoying a little flirty moment on the red carpet at the You People premiere, which led to fans thinking the two had something going on. But everyone was a little geeked at the possibility of Nia, who plays Taye Diggs, on and off again love interest in the Best Man franchise, dating his real-life girlfriend April Jones' baby daddy, Omarion. But when Nia got a hold of this rumor, child, on the Shade Room, she said quickly in the comments to everybody, everybody simmer down, I'm single as However, girlfriend was just seen in Dubai, honey, enjoying a night out with Terrence J. So Nia might be on the prowl like a real cougar. cougar baby.
I don't know.
No.
You don't think so?
Nia.
What?
Nia like a mature man. The damn one that cheated on her was a mature man. Omarion and all them people, that she don't want that child.
She's going to pick somebody not...
Do you hold hands?
I love Omarion. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And I love Terrence J, but she's not going to pick... She works with them.
Thank
they're
you.
Like,
little
they're
boys
like her friends. Now, they would be cute together for real. But it's just too soon for Nia. I don't think she's trying to be out there looking like a hoe. Like, she bouncing around
exactly.
From that person.
Yeah, she's not bouncing around.
These boys are not like mature enough. They are in the press too much. She don't want nobody to know about Omarion in the press with his baby mama and Terrence J with his confusion. She needs a strong
confusion. Hold up. What is Terrence J a is not confused.
Well, he looked confused to me. I'm just saying.
Well, Omarion might have not gotten that bump, bump, bump. But his other bandmates from B2K, y'all remember Keeley Williams from 3LW? You know, promise it. You know, what I'm talking about. Well, she spilled some dirty, nasty, raunchy tea about hooking up with Razzby, J-Book, and Lil Fizz all at the same damn time. Well, she was on her 2 Chainz. Watch this clip.
Keeley, Fizz, J-Book, Razzby at the same damn time.
Only one time. Everybody has their hoe days. Let them have them.
Who would have thought that B2K stood for belongs to Kylie?
Do you think she was like... she's like, I've never had a threesome before.
Yeah.
But although technically I would be four, so that's like...
But B2K did get all the women back then. Those young girls would do anything for
them.
They did.
So. I mean, they were those it boys back then.
And they probably thought they was investing in their future because the outsider looking in, like, she was like the Beyonce of that group. Mm-hmm. Time told a different story, but you know what I'm saying?
You don't think Adrian Bouillon was a...
Bouillon?
Like the cute...
Bouillon? Bouillon.
Who is Adrian Bouillon?
Adrian Bouillon was the Beyonce of chicken bouillon.
It's like a chef from New Orleans. Yeah. Adrian Bouillon
was the Beyonce of the group. Let's keep it real now.
She wasn't the lead singer.
So Keeley was always in the middle.
Keeley was the lead, but that's when the song ain't got no job. Miss Adrian got a pastor, and Notori got a man.
Exactly.
And plenty acting. I mean, look at Adrian Bouillon now. Who was the real Beyonce of the group?
Mm-hmm. Who's the real Beyonce?
Beyonce. All right, looks like congratulations are in order. And this one's a little unexpected. Now, Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon back in 1969, and he just took another walk down the aisle.
Ooh.
But this time, it wasn't with his daughter. It was with his 63-year-old new bride.
Wow. Period.
Now, he shared the pics and tweeted, on my 93rd birthday, I am pleased to announce that my longtime love, Dr. Uncle Fur, and I have tied the knot and are as excited as eloping teenagers. Which I think is awesome because at that age, you should marry a doctor.
Yeah. Absolutely. I second that emotion.
It's weird how 50 years ago, he would have been robbing the cradle. But since he's 93 and she's 63, he's like, fine.
Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah. That's right. What the hell they doing, honey, at 93, honey?
Yeah. They got all kinds of pills.
But I think at 93, you take that pill, like, one thing is going to get hard and the rest of your body going to go soft. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but what else do you need?
He's used to low-gravity situations.
I ain't going to hold you. He really do look good for somebody in their 93.
I'm not mad at him. I'm happy for that.
Absolutely.
I might.
Would you let him go in your orbit?
Got the best
I would definitely let him fly his rocket into my space.
You'd let him see the lunar lander?
You'd let him see Uranus? Yeah.
Come on,
Jesse!
One giant stroke for man.
Y'all pray for me.
Haiti, we have a problem.
Something is wrong with you. Girl.
All right, well, as we try to recover from Jesse Wu and Buzz Aldrin... Jennifer Coolidge just won a Golden Globe for White Lotus. Y'all remember that? But on location for the movie Shotgun Wedding, she was checking out some golden glutes belonging to none other than Mr. Lenny Kravitz.
Uh-oh, Gary. Hold him back.
All right, hold on, Gary. Okay, they were shooting in the Dominican Republic, and their accommodations were right across from one another, okay? Jennifer said... Lenny had a room that you could just see out from my balcony. It, like, zeroed in somehow.
You always sound like a leprechaun.
Brad, I'm telling you the story. The point of view was just on Lenny's balcony, so I saw everything.
Everything.
Why is it okay for her to creep on Lenny, but you know if Lenny told this story, it wouldn't be okay for him to
there
creep on
There is a double
Jennifer.
Standard
yes,
that exists
there. Yes, definitely a double standard.
Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, come on. It's Lenny Kravitz. Let's all be real here.
Mm-hmm. I love that little piece of trivia that wasn't that All My Life song? All of my life. You know that Kravitz song from the mid-90s is about Nicole Kidman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did like them together.
He was clapping Nicole's chin.
Yes. Him and Nicole. I love them together. That's what made me really like Nicole. I was like, okay, bitch. Okay. Yes, girl. All right, y'all. Up next. Next, we're talking all about names, from Kylie Jenner's baby to Raven. Well, we'll find out the rest after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
So it looks like Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott finally spilled the tea on their baby boy's new name. She told fans on IG his name is A-I-R-E, pronounced as Air.
Oh.
So what do y'all think about the name? Do you guys like the name Air? I feel like it has like a double entendre. Is that the double entendre?
Yeah,
right?
That's what they use.
Where like it's air, but also air, like H-E-I-R.
Oh, yeah, like air,
I like
to a
that.
Throne
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
You gotta spell it that way to get both, you know, both
true
credits, you know, but if they
yeah
call them Baby Air, you'd also get props with the Jamaicans. Like, oh, Baby Air.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's a vibe.
Baby Air don't really look like him. I mean, I think that's why she held him back for a whole year to make sure he probably kind of gained some features to look like his daddy, but he doesn't look like Travis.
Oh, you don't think he looks like Travis?
No, Travis is like a crawfish, but he does.
Well, damn.
Crawfish? No, I mean.
Listen, Kelly, we support little baby Air. We
yeah
do. We would have
yeah
supported baby Wolf, too.
Yeah.
Air. I'm screaming.
Well, speaking of names, Raven Simone just told us we've been pronouncing her name wrong.
Wow.
So in a recent TikTok Thursday, Raven Simone clarified it's pronounced like this. Take a look.
People out here real mad that I never said, hey, my name is Raven Simone, and you're watching Disney Channel. No, I didn't do that because at a very young age, I was told to tell everybody my name was Raven Simone, and it just never left my body. Except when I go to French-speaking countries, I'm like, yeah, it is spelled that way.
Well, I'll be damned.
Man,
well,
Brad, that's your damn good Judah Hernandez. You didn't know how to pronounce her name correctly?
No, that's been like my little sister since she was
yes
in my very first video.
Yeah.
But I don't call her Raven Simone. I call her Raven.
Exactly.
I didn't know that, though.
But my thing is, for the last, what, 30 years, you just let us all just call you Raven Simone and you never corrected us?
Yeah. Even when she was on the View, she should have said,
yeah,
my name is Raven
Simone.
Yeah, that would have been a great,
you
allow me to reintroduce
yeah
myself. My name
is
Raven
Simone. Have I been pronouncing any of your names incorrectly? I mean, how about Gary? Your name is Gary. I don't like Gary.
It's Garay.
Oh,
Garay.
Garay. Yes, I like
yes
Garay.
I'm not Brett, I'm Brought.
Oh,
yes.
Brought, yes. Hot.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I meet people pretty quickly, so I've been like head cramp, air cramp, head cramp.
People gotta pronounce Wu wrong.
You know it's so funny? Like, people have pronounced it wrong.
How?
Like Jesse Woe.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
I've had
Jesse
people
Woe
like, Jesse Woe, yeah. I'm like, literally, W-O-O. I mean, you can't get easy. O-O.
G-Site Woe.
Yeah. It's like, how do you get that wrong?
It's like,
know.
Jesse, ooh. Well, baby, honey, I knew that one day, honey, there would be a way, honey, for me to get my sacred flower back.
Oh,
yes, honey. It's time for
Dixie Dish Coming.
A Miami woman, honey, is claiming she underwent hymen reconstruction surgery because she wants to have sex like it's the very first time. Yes, I
what
do.
What?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Well, unfortunately, y'all, Gary is right. And this is crazy. The woman claims she endured a $10,000 procedure because she wasn't happy with the way she popped her cherry.
Oh.
She told reporters, I was a 17-year-old teenager when I lost my virginity to a 30-year-old guy. And just like many women, I was deceived. I was promised marriage and children like in the fairy tales. But once he got what he wanted, he didn't keep anything he promised.
Well, I don't know. As a Haitian woman, like, in our culture, every new year we get a new...
So, what? Every
what
new year?
Wait,
yeah
what?
Is that part of the, like, the religion?
What?
Or
no, the that's part of our culture. Like, shakane no gon nu e shushun. Every
booty
year.
Booty mama, what the
what? Every new year, you have a new shushun. Every new year, you have a new shushun.
So how do, what do?
You magically just get a new one. That's it.
Hey, Haitian
no
women are magic.
No.
I'm telling you. Baby, every time I've had somebody come into this V, they say it's brand new. It
yeah
feels brand
okay
new.
Okay.
Really?
Yes,
you feel reupholstered?
Oh, that's it. Let me tell you, we're giving them a Monday right here, guys. Happy Monday. All right, up next, Tori Spelling is putting her money to good use on OnlyFans. We're going to explain more after the break.
Oh, well.
Yes,
Lord. Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Okay, so check this out. Tori Spelling drops some major cash on OnlyFans. And do you guys know who she made it rain for?
Who?
No.
Denise Richards.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Now, even though they've been friends for quite a while, Tori created an account under a fake name so that she could see that wild thing. Check out what she said on Jeff Lewis Live.
I was like, hey, love what I'm seeing. Would love to see some more. I ended up, in a course of 2 days, spending $400.
Tori?
I couldn't stop.
Oh.
Could you drop $400 to see your friend's nudes?
Not if I'm going through money problems like Tori spilling her mama, her daddy Aaron left for nothing, and her mama Candy ain't gave her nothing. She gonna take her last $400 and go spend on that girl? She crazy.
Well, maybe she was just supporting her friend, you guys.
I was saying, support your friend's businesses.
Support a small business.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys have any friends that you would, like, support their small business if it was showing, you know, and all that?
Female friends, yes.
Yeah.
I would just make a donation, probably. I really don't want to see all that.
Gary, would you support my OnlyFans?
Yeah, because you're not that kind of friend.
I donate, Tanner.
Oh, thanks.
And I would definitely look, too.
Oh.
Jesse.
What? I can't take you nowhere.
We team nasty over here.
I knew it.
Anonymous user 235 has entered the chat.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Thirst Chatting with the Stars.
That's right, and first up, it's Halle Bailey. Of course, she stars in the upcoming live-action version of The Little Mermaid, but first, she's taking her water adventures to IG. Mm-hmm. She dropped off the... Can you wait a minute?
Sorry.
Thirsty ass. She dropped these bikini pics with the caption, comfortable in my skin. Mm. So is this a thirst trap?
I think the one with the booty out. Like, I was like, damn, I did not know Ariel had all that junk in her trunk.
I feel like she's so, like, innocent, you guys. She, like, I don't feel like she's, like, being, like, sexually nasty or trying to be, like, provocative.
No.
It's just, like, a cute booty pic. Like, see, guys, don't look too long.
It's not a thirst trap because she don't have the bikini all the way up in her butt.
Yeah, yeah, she's not, like, ass split. Oh, like, she's not being, like, nasty with it.
Like, so, I would do. I think
it's like the booty was starting to try to chew the bathing suit. Yeah. Finished digesting it. So it leaves it on a thirst trap.
I'm getting real, like, sick of swimming, ready to stand out of this Little Mermaid.
Okay, y'all, up next is supermodel and Bradley Cooper's baby mama, Irina Shayk. She just dropped a bunch of fully clothed pics on IG with the caption, Paris, the sweetest taboo, feeling Sade. But if you keep swiping, you get a topless picture. So is this a thirst trap?
I think it is.
Okay, see, when you zoom in and you see the mask on her face, it gives me mixed feelings, but not enough for me to not think this is thirsty.
No, she's just giving you grandness, honey, baby, with her padded gloves. She looks amazing. This is a Parisian mermaid look.
They got mermaids in Paris?
We.
Because Ariel and them, they was in Jamaica.
Really?
Yeah, that's why Sebastian was speaking patois. Yeah.
Okay, snap a fact.
It's like flapjacks.
Well, up next, one man hurt Rihanna in a hopeless place, but was it an SOS? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so...
Dish is it.
Y'all, this story gives a whole new meaning to Disturbia. One priest claims that after suffering a heart attack, he briefly died and went to hell.
Bitch.
Okay. But wait a minute, that's not all. The shocking part, he said, was while he was down there temporarily in hell, he witnessed men walking on all fours like dogs, as well as being tortured from head to toe all while, get this, y'all, he said Rihanna's hit song, Umbrella, was playing in the background while he was in hell, okay? Not the devil listening to Rihanna. I mean, everybody listens to Rihanna, but not Satan listening to Rihanna.
He was on some type of bath salts.
Okay?
Well, he died, okay? He died from the drugs. Was on.
Hello.
And that's what he hallucinated seeing when he was getting ready to cross.
Come on.
I was about to say, if you go to this pastor's church and he talks about the time that he died and accidentally went to hell, then maybe you need to go to another pastor who died and went to heaven for
five minutes.
Like, maybe something's up with...
Come on. But is something wrong with your relationship with the Lord that you went down to hell?
He was a priest, though. Priests don't go to hell, huh?
Have you done your research?
Have you seen the news in the last
20 minutes?
But is Rihanna the devil, though? I mean, is she?
Absolutely not.
She gonna raise hell at the Super Bowl, though.
Got that right.
Okay. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there.
just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.